I'd like to once again welcome the Jewish Leader. It's time for the delivery of tonight's game ball, sponsored by the youth from next door. Delivering our ball tonight, please welcome Jordan. And Jordan's on his way out to the pitcher's mound. Set the ball down, top of the box. There you go, Jordan. Take it out of the box and set.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, and the Miami Marlins organization, and a preview of tonight's ball game. Now, here's your host, Scott Kornberg.
From Truist Field in Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Today in the Jumbo Shrimp and the Charlotte Knights, it is game four of this six-game series. Hi, everybody. Scott Kornberg here. Another perfect night here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Great crowd filling in already. We're hoping for some good baseball in this series. Jacksonville won the series opener 9-2. It was their ninth win in 10 games. For the Knights, it was their sixth loss in seven games. But Charlotte has come back. They won two nights ago 10-1. Yesterday, 12-5. The last two games, they've outscored Jacksonville 22-6, at hitting them 32-14. So Charlotte and Jacksonville hoping for a good baseball game today. We've got a great pitching matchup. It's Daniel Castano making his first AAA appearance of the year. Two relief outings with the Marlins earlier this season. Kane McClure gets the start in today's game for the Charlotte Knights. Jacksonville 11-10. The Charlotte Knights 9-12. When we come back, we'll hear from Brian Miller, which seems appropriate. There's a lot of North Carolina fans we can see from the shirts in the stands today. Finish up a conversation with Brian from a couple days ago. He's the leadoff man for the Jumbo Shrimp left fielder in tonight's game. And we'll hear from him next. He's reached base in eight consecutive games started, hitting .344 during that stand. Brian joins us next. First pitch coming up in a little bit, Jacksonville and Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFCU credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville outfielder Peyton Burdick. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to Charlotte, North Carolina, the Jumbo Shrimp. And the Charlotte Knights getting ready for first pitch. Earlier in this series, we were talking with Jumbo Shrimp outfielder Brian Miller. Pick up that conversation right now. So you talk about a whirlwind of events, and we're talking with Jumbo Shrimp outfielder Brian Miller, and you bring up your now wife, Michelle. What is it like to be a dad during baseball season? Because obviously your daughter comes over the winter. They're with you most of the season, which is so cool. What's that experience been like for you to experience something brand new, fatherhood for the first time?
Well, I'm just, like you said, it's brand new, so I'm learning on the go. You know, every day is something different. Obviously, you have kids, you know, that they change every week, especially at that age. So just trying to enjoy the little things she does every day and grabbing a toy and laughing or giggling and the things that you, when you're not a parent, you look at parents and you're like, no way we're going to be obsessed over what the baby did at 18 weeks. Like get over yourself, mom and dad. But that's really true. Like, it's so exciting to be a father, and I'm thankful for the unique job that I do have, and that one day hopefully she'll look back and be able to tell friends and be thankful that she tried. It is challenging at times, thinking about, like, logistically, like, we only have one car, who's going to drive, what time does the baby need to eat and feed and bedtime, and so all that's an adjustment, but my wife has been just amazing and served me so well, and we've had a lot of other friends that have families in the game help us along the way, and so we're enjoying it, but it is a challenge at times.
Enjoy it, because you'll wish you had these moments back, and I only have a 2-year-old, so I'm telling you that. This year, you get off to a little bit of a slower start. Now you're really starting to hit your groove, which is not surprising. 2-for-5 in the series opener. And I asked you this at batting practice last week, and you gave me a really interesting answer, but Charlotte shifted you. You hit a little ground ball to short first pitch of the game. Durham did the same thing. You hit a little ground ball to short. Norfolk last year. I mean, does it surprise you that teams shift you 3 to the right of second when you're a guy who consistently is not just in the top of the league in opposite field rate, sometimes in the top 3 or 5?
Yeah, it is surprising. I don't really get it. I think just some teams are so committed to analytics, and probably for good reasons, you know. I mean, lefties, I mean, everyone's going to hit their ground balls to the right side. That's just naturally the way a left-handed swing works. But yeah, my game's always been hitting the ball backside. And I take shots throughout the bats and throughout the game where I'm going to get the head out and I'm going to pull the baseball. But I've always prided myself on hitting the ball backside and I guess more so an old school approach. And I'm working with Phil. I'm working on my game and pulling the ball more often. And I think I'm improving that area. But yeah, I don't really get it. I must have beat the shift, you know, 15, 20 times last year. I don't know. And as far as the slow start, like, I think every year of my career, going back to high school, every year in college, every year in pro ball, I just get off to a slow start. I don't know what it is. Like, there's nothing mentally, but, like, you know, somehow the balls just don't find green grass. And I don't prefer that. You know, everyone would want to, you know, be hitting 350 like half of our team right now. But you really do, like, you look at it, it is more important how you finish. Be getting momentum as the season goes on, learning the league, learning the pitchers, improving yourself, and carrying that momentum into the second half and really finishing strong. So, man, we've got, what, 130 games left. It's such a long season. Baseball's such a mental grind. But if you can just get out of your own way and just kind of free yourself from the result, like, they really do come in the end.
Yeah, no doubt. We're obviously seeing that. This is Jumbo Shrimp outfielder Brian Miller. Brian, last question for you. Kind of just in watching you the last couple of years, you're a guy who does a really good job at taking a walk if needed. You do a really good job working the count. And then you have a game like Tuesday where first pitch of your first at-bat, single to left. Next pitch, I think second pitch of your next at-bat, you end up on second base. So do you do a lot of, like, film watching on guys and knowing, like, hey, this maybe is a pitcher I need to wait out for X reason or Y reason, or I know I want to jump on Jimmy Lambert, not necessarily him per se, but X amount of pitcher because of, you know, I know I'm going to see this early. Do you pay that close attention to guys?
I do, yeah. Like, Lambert's a guy I saw a lot last year, so I was more comfortable to leave the game off. I know what his fastball is going to do, and he's a guy that's got good stuff, like a lot of pitchers. So, I mean, if I know what a guy's got, and I know, they're, you know, pitchers are trying to get ahead, they're trying to throw strike one, and they're trying to put you away, you know, why am I going to go up there and just take the first pitch of the game just right down the middle? I mean, obviously, Acuña is kind of the model. He gets up there and hits a home run half the time he swings, so, like, I'm obviously not that player, but yeah, a lot of film watching, and more so if I know a guy, then I'm more ready to attack 0-0. If I don't know what his fastball does, if I haven't seen him a lot, I might be more willing to take But my approach, like, first at bat to the fifth at bat is always, like I'm ready to do damage. I'm ready to put a good swing in the ball, like, in my zone, like, you know, somewhere I'm looking to swing. Sometimes as a hitter, like, you just don't pull the trigger. But, yeah, I mean, 0-0, no matter what the score is, no matter what happened the previous inning, like, if you got to – I got to go up there ready to swing. And the more aggressive my mindset is, then you work the count and you actually – turns out you actually end up working a walk or you actually end up working along a bat. Like my major league debut, I had a 14-pitch at bat. Well, I'm up there, 0-0, I'm ready. Turns out you just work along a bat and that's how it goes. But I just don't think in today's game with how good these pitchers are – the scouting information they have, I don't think you can go up there just necessarily trying to work a count, you know? That's no offense to the way the game used to be played. I just think you got to go up there ready to do damage and ready to hit the ball hard.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, Scott.
That's Brian Miller joining us. Jumbo Shrimp and Nights coming up in a little bit. This is Shrimp on Deck on the Jumbo Shrimp Network presented by FIS.
Attention Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you interested in Jacksonville baseball history, the Jumbo Shrimp, International League Baseball, and the Miami Marlins organization? You can find all that at jackshrimp.com. There's previews for every game, featured stories, player analysis, looks around the International League, the Marlins farm system, and more. Visit jackshrimp.com, that's J-A-X-S-H-R-I-M-P.com for all things baseball and the Jumbo Shrimp.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp Group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Broadcasting live from 121 Financial Ballpark, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
The pitch.
High fly ball. Deep to left. Nevin locks up. We are tied.
Williams swings. It's a high pop-up. Right side. Foul territory. Easily makes the sliding grab. The runner's tagged. The throw home. Is it time? Oh, my goodness. What a play.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
2-0. The pit
field. That's going to get down. It's a base hit rolling to the wall. Chavez scores easily. Pompey around second. Not stopping there. Heading to third. The relay is late. It's an RBI triple, and Jacksonville leads 2-1.
And the 0-1. Rickham Strick lifts a high fly ball to left. That one is way out of here. Ovi Rickham Strick, a grand slam.
And the 0-1.
Fastball ripped down the line. Fair ball. Scoring from third home. Pompey coming in as well. Can you believe it? It is eight last at-bat wins in the last 15 games. And this one comes from Nick Fortes.
Now let's go live to the ballpark for the call of today's ball game. Here's Scott Kornberg.
Fourth game of a six-game set. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp and the Charlotte Knights here from Truist Field in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, everybody. Happy Friday. Hope it's been a great start to your weekend. Scott Kornberg on a gorgeous night. 74 degrees here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the Jumbo Shrimp looking to snap a little mini two-game skid after winning the first of this series. On the mound for Charlotte is Cade McClure. He's going through his warm-up tosses right now for the 9-12 night. It's time to see how Jacksonville manager Darren Brown built today's starting lineup presented by the Flame Broiler. The hottest franchise trend in casual dining expanding in Jacksonville, the Flame Broiler serves up teriyaki-flavored rice bowls where you build your own bowl. It's fast, simple, healthy. The Flame Broiler, four locations in Jacksonville. The left fielder, Brian Miller, leads things off for the Jumbo Shrimp. It's Peyton Burdick in center field batting second. Lewin Diaz hits third and plays first base. Lorenzo Quintana is the catcher in the cleanup spot. J.J. Blade in right field hitting fifth. Nick Fortes, the designated hitter, batting sixth. Hitting seventh and playing left field, Charles LeBlanc. and Bryson Brinkman at second base, ninth in today's game. So it's Miller, Bernick, Diaz, Quintana, Blade, Fortes, LeBlanc, Gonzalez, and Brinkman. Righty against lefty. McClure first base side, and the pitch in the way. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. And run away here at 7:06 local time. Nothing and one to Miller. Carlos Perez does the catching for Charlotte. 0-1. Fastball a little bit outside. One ball and one strike. Sebi Zavala at first base in today's game. Laz Rivera at second. Gilbert Sanchez at third. Zach Remillard at short. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball in the outside corner. And the count 1-2. Remillard yesterday had a huge day. Drove in 6. Outfield left to right. Pitch in a moment. 1-2. Line foul off the netting behind home plate, and we'll do it again. Mark Payton in left, Adam Haseley in center, and Michael Adolfo in right. Jacksonville's won 9 of 12 coming into play today. 1-2 from McClure. High leg kick over the top, breaking ball in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes, and the leadoff man today, Brian Miller. Jumbo Shrimp in the red tops, Bold City. And the wave font across the chest, white top to that, blue wave bottom. White number, navy trim below that, also on the back, the 2-2. Breaking ball low and in, and the count is full. No name for the Jumbo Shrimp. Gray pants and the red caps, Jumbo Shrimp Florida logo on the front of the cap. Charlotte in the home white pinstripes. 3-2. Grounded right at the second baseman, Rivera, who bends down to scoop it up. Throws it on to first, and there's one away here in the top of the first inning, and up comes Burnick right that bat. Marched across the chest in black with gold trim Knights. Also on the back, black name, no trim above that on the back of the jersey. And the black caps, the Charlotte Knights gold C logo on the front. It's a really nice look, that gold and black. First pitch, swing and a miss, and a breaking ball off the plate away. And the count of 1-1. Outfield to pull a bit, the 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Burnett couldn't check his swing, nothing and 2. Shadows cover the infield, all of left. Shallow center, creeping out slowly but surely into right field. A little bit of a zephyr out to right center. 0-2. Fastball at the knees, inside corner, called strike 3. So Burnick down looking, 2 out here in the scoreless top of the first. And up comes Leyla Diaz, left-hand batter. Righty against lefty, 3 infielders right of second, and the pitch from McClure. Breaking ball, strike, belt tie inside corner, nothing and 1. Outfield deep in the pole, 2 out and nobody on top of the first, 0-0. The 0-1, liner pretty deep to center. Haseley comes in, now goes back, leaves, can't make the catch. The ball one hops the wall. Diaz cruises to second. He had been 0 for his last 17, but he's got a 2-out double here in the top of the first. So certainly a ball misplayed by Haseley in center. Tough one to read. Those screamers, a line drive off the bat. Haseley came in, and he realized pretty quickly he needed to go the other way. And when he went back, he tried to make a leaping grab, couldn't. And Jacksonville is their first hit of the game. And here's the righty, Lorenzo Quintana. It's really yesterday. Said Yuli Gurriel is his favorite player as a kid. And the pitch. Fastball strike at the belt in the outside corner, 0-1. You can kind of see some similarities a little bit in how they hit him. And Gurriel is way more upright. But that open stance, kind of that hip turned in. Elbows back. The 0-1. Fastball low and in. 1 ball and 1 strike. But Quintana played in the Cuban National Series, the Major League Baseball of Cuba, for about 7 years. One ball, one strike. And the pitcher, McClure. High pop-up, first base side, behind the bags, Zavala, the first baseman, into foul territory, and now crosses back into fair territory, makes the catch on the chalk pretty much, tosses the ball to a young fan in the fourth row, and now retires the side here at the top of the first. No runs, one hit, one runner left on base, and Daniel Castano is on the mound when we come back. Middle of the first, no score. Jacksonville and Charlotte are on the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Powered by FIS. WW Gay Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gay today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville outfielder Brian Miller. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
No score, bottom of the first, Jacksonville and Charlotte. Daniel Castano on the mound, the left-hander from Austin, Texas. First base side, high leg kick over the top fastball, bounced by Adam Haseley, through the hole right side, base hit. So Haseley, one pitch and a single to begin the bottom of the first. And up comes Gilbert Sanchez. So it's Haseley leading off the center fielder, Sanchez the third baseman hitting second. Carlos Perez does the catching and hits third. Sebi Zavala in the cleanup spot. He's the first baseman for Charlotte. Mike Rodolfo, right fielder, is fifth. Mark Payton in left field, sixth. Laz Rivera hits seventh and plays third. The pitch, a bunt foul at home plate in the count 0-1. Dwight Smith Jr., the designated hitter, batting eighth today. And Zach Remillard is the shortstop hitting ninth. Outfield to pull. Lorenzo Quintana behind the plate for Jacksonville. Lewin Diaz holds on Haseley at first. Castano nods his head, kicks and fires. And the fastball is high, 1-1. Bryson Brinkman at second. Third baseman's Charles LeBlanc. And Eric Gonzalez at short. Outfield left to right. Brian Miller, Peyton Burnick, J.J. Blade. One ball, one strike. Castano ready at the belt. And the pitch, strike at the letters in the outside corner, 1-2. Home plate umpire Paul Clemens, Ben Sontag at first, and Jonathan Biarta is the third base umpire today. 1-2. Rocket towards second, leaping snap by Brinkman, throws to first, not in time. What a play by Brinkman, leaping up in the air as if he was trying to get a rebound in basketball and able at the top of his jump, snare that screaming line drive for the first half. Haseley got back to first base, and there's one down here in the bottom of the first for the right-hand batting Carlos Perez. It's a spectacular play by Bryson Brinkman. Lefty-righty. And the pitch, runner goes. Fastball high, throw to second by Quintana. He is not in time. Still a base for Haseley.
sponsored by TPI Securities, double base for the night.
Runner in scoring position now, one out. 0-0 here in the bottom of the first, Jacksonville and Charlotte. Pitch headed towards third and foul. And so the count evens into ball and a strike. Castano was a 19th round pick at a Baylor in 2016 by the Cardinals. 6'4", 230 pounds. Born in Orlando, but grew up in Austin. He's very proud of that. Now lives very close to the Marlins spring training complex in Jupiter. With his young son and wife, a 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Skips by Quintana all the way to the backstop. And Haseley moves up to third. Coming there. Castano and his wife, they first got to Jacksonville in 2019 when it was still a double-A club, so he was on his rise up after getting trained by the Cardinals along with Sandy Alcantara, Magna Uri Sierra, and Zach Gallen in the Marcelo Zuna deal. 2-1. Fastball is high, ball three, and really grew to love St. Augustine, which is just south of Jacksonville. And arguably, there are some who disagree, it is the oldest settlement in the United States. There's a lot of great history. 3-1. Fly ball deep to left. Forget it. Way out of here. That ball is crushed by Carlos Perez. It's 2-0 Charlotte on a fifth home run of the year for Carlos Perez. A no-doubter. Perez, RBIs 16 and 17. That's in the top 10 of the league. And an early 2-0 advantage for Charlotte. That ball was hammered, and Brian Miller in left field just turned and watched it go. This is a small ballpark, and so a lot of the home runs, they go way out. 315 down the line and right, 400 to center. 330 down the line and left, but the ball flies here. And the pitch on the way to the right is Zavala. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. 0-1. Outfield to pull. 0-1. Breaking ball below the zone. Check swing and appeal. He went around. Ben Sontag. First base umpire making that call. 0-2. Castano also likes the fact that St. John's River in St. Augustine, he loves that outdoor stuff. The 0-2, breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. But he's a fairly new dad. His son was born last year. He said it was really cool. First call out was to his great-grandparents, and that makes five generations of Castanos. 1-2. Fastball low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Castano made his major league debut in 2020 with the Marlins. Pitched pretty well. Went up and down 2021 and so far in 2022. One out. Nobody on. 2-0 Charlotte, bottom of the first. 2-2. Change up in the dirt. And the count is full. Good crowd here in Charlotte. Filling in on a Friday evening. Very nice. And the upper deck here is packed. Those edge of the infield, third base side, behind home plate, all the way down the right field line into right field. 3-2. Looper into right, ranging in Blade. Now going to his right, he'll make the catch for the out. So Zavala flies to right field. Two down and up goes Michael Adolfo to right. Now the people sitting on the grassy berm out in left field as well, to the right of the video board. And in the stands in right and left field too. Good crowd. Here's the pitch to Adolfo. Swing and a miss, breaking ball near his shins. He chased, and the count on one. Behind the wall in center and right. This is carved into a block in the city. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Fastball below the zone, 0-2. This is what they call Uptown Charlotte. It's what you would call any downtown in any other city. It's just a fancy name, but it's a busy uptown. Not going on here. 0-2 to Adolfo. Fastball up and away at the edge of the zone. Called strike three. It was a late call. Remember, here in Charlotte, they've got the automatic ball strike system, the robot umpires, and so it looked like a good bit of ball. It's a called strike, and Castano has his first strikeout. Two runs, though, for Charlotte on two hits at the end of an inning. Lions lead 2-0 over Jacksonville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp Group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
This is Jacksonville left-handed pitcher Matthew Kent. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
2-0 Charlotte over Jacksonville. Top of the second. Bladé, Fortes, LeBlanc. Bladé starting to really heat up. Two homers in this series. Ronnie Kane McClure's first pitch to him. Swinging a liner back to the screen, foul. And the count 0-1. Kane McClure was born in Mentor, Ohio. So he went to high school. Then on to the University of Louisville. Tall righty's 0-1. Fly ball pretty deep to right. Adolfo going. And makes the catch for the out. But Bladé just got under that one. And there's one out to start the second. And up comes Nick Fortes. Kane McClure's wife is Riley Vertes. To most people, that doesn't mean anything, like me. To some people, though, that means a lot. The pitch. Fortes takes a high fastball on the count 1-0. Two got married, but Riley went on Say Yes to the Dress to find that dress. The 1-0. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. 1-1, and so she's, in a way, a reality TV star for that. One and one in the pitch. Fly ball deep to left. Payton going back, looking up. Gone! Nick Fortes, a solo home run. And the Jumbo Shrimp cut the deficit in half. 2-1 Charlotte here in the second. And Fortes, as he rounds third, is joking around with some of his teammates in the third base dugout. It was only yesterday that during BP he said he was lost. And here today, he hits a home run. So Fortes clobbering a home run to left. Bryson Brigman told him, hey, all it takes is one pitch, and seems like he's found here. So 2-1, and here's Charles LeBlanc arriving, and he takes a fastball outside, and the count 1-0. Oh, it was hammered deep to left into the seats out there. Outfielder pull, and the 1-0. Grounded foul on the third base side. 1-1. McClure's parents, Brian and Lisa. The name Brian McClure might mean something to you if you're a college football fan. 1-1. Little Duncan for a base hit. Played a one hop by Adolfo. Third hit for Jacksonville, the first for LeBlanc. And a one out base runner here at the top of the second. 2-1 Charlotte, and here comes Eric Gonzalez, right hand batter. Second baseman Rivera plays up the middle, so big hole right side of the infield. And the pitch. Fastball, strike at the knees in the outside corner, 0-1. LeBlanc, fairly small lead at first. 0-1. Fastball is high. 1-1. So Brian McClure finished 10th in the Heisman Trophy voting at Bowling Green in 1985. Went on to play for the Buffalo Bills. 1-1. Fastball strike at the belt outside corner. 1-2. Lisa McClure was a college volleyball player at Bowling Green. So Kane has got great genes. 1-2, not before a throw to first, and LeBlanc dives back in. One-two. Breaking ball slapped foul to the screen behind home plate. We'll do it again. For Kane, he said that his dad was so helpful growing up. 1-2. Tapper behind home plate, foul, and we'll do it again. And just teaching what it would take to be a professional athlete. Kane, for a time, was a pretty 220 pounds. He didn't really want to play baseball. Didn't even think about playing college ball. Wanted to play college football or college basketball. 1-2. Fastball low and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. With his dad being an NFL quarterback, Kane thought he wanted to play football, but being 6'7", he thought he'd play basketball. Baseball came around eventually, though. 2-2. Grounded foul into the Jumbo Shrimp dugout on the third base side. One around first, one out. 2-1 Charlotte leading Jacksonville here in the second. Outfield to pull. Another 2-2. And the pitch. Fastball just outside. And the count is full. So do you send LeBlanc here on 3-2? With one out. He's not a prolific base dealer. Has swipe one bag this year. Perez is a good defensive catcher. Throw to first, and LeBlanc dives back in. So McClure is certainly thinking about it. Three, two, runner goes. Pitches fouled back to the screen behind home plate. So this will be the 10th pitch of the plate appearance. Really good battle between McClure and Gonzalez. McClure, when he was younger, was a part-time worker at Dick's Sporting Goods. Then went on to the University of Louisville, where he met his now wife, Riley. 3-2, runner does not go, pitches flared into shallow left center, base hit. Henry Gonzalez is the league leader in batting average, and he broke his bat there, but he punched one over short. LeBlanc goes to second, three consecutive hits, down 2-1 here at the top of the second, and up comes Bryson Brinkman. First pitch. Fastball looped foul over the screen behind home plate. The count 0-1. McClure first base side. 0-1. Bouncing ball to third and foul. 0-2. In college, he spent about a year trying to get Riley to like him in the first place. They did it for 2 years before getting married. Oh, and two. Brinkman's slight close stance, knees bent, and the offering. Fastball outside for ball one. McClure in high school, we mentioned the fact that there was a time he didn't even think about playing college baseball. He earned three letters in basketball. It was all county in basketball. 1-2. Breaking ball looped in the air. Shallow center, ranging in Hazley. The center fielder is going to get there to make the catch. LeBlanc back to second. Gonzalez takes the same to get more of the first. Two down here in the second. Up comes the top of the order, lefty Brian Miller. McClure also a Leonard win. First pitch, breaking ball. Strike at the knees in the outside corner, 0-1. Outfield a bit the other way. Miller also played football and basketball in high school. The 0-1. Change up outside, one ball and one strike. Jacksonville's got four hits against McClure through an inning and two-thirds right now. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Change up below the zone, 1-2. Two out, first and second, 2-1, Charlotte top of the second. The 1-2. Ground ball squibbed to third to his right. A step Sanchez fields. Fires to first just in time to get Miller. And that retires the side. Jacksonville, though, does get one. A home run from Nick Fortes. Three hits in total in the inning. And two left. At the end of an inning and a half, Jumbo Shrimp trailing Charlotte 2-1. The Jumbo Shrimp Network presented by FIS.
Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekends full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
It's a bird. Boats a plane. Nope. It's another Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway. Hey, Crustacean Nation, make sure you are one of the first 2,000 fans at 121 Financial Ballpark on Saturday, July 9th, for our Comic Hero Hawaiian shirt presented by Swisher. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Max Meyer. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Breaking ball outside to the left-hand batting Mark Payton to begin the bottom of the second. 2-1 Charlotte over Jacksonville. Two homers in this game. Two-run shot in the first for Carlos Perez off Daniel Castano. 1-0. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, and Payton lost the bat. Almost hit his teammate Laz Rivera in the first base on deck circle. That's 1-1. Nick Fuentes homering in the top of this second. Three infielders right of second. And the 1-1 on the way. Swinging a foul at home plate, 1-2. Peyton Rivera Smith Jr., 6-7-8 in the order for the Knights here in the second. Castano into his windup, 1-2. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Bottom of the zone. Strike three. So two punch outs now for Castano. And there's one down here at the bottom of the second. Up comes left. Lefty versus righty. Castano high leg kick, rocks back, fires a fastball up and away. And the count only one. Outfield plays Rivera the other way. Open stance, 1-0. Swing and a miss. Ahead of a changeup below the zone. One ball, one strike. And the offering. Breaking ball inside. 2-1. Castano squares his shoulders to first base. Abbreviated windup, 2-1. Swing and a miss. Change up below the zone. 2-2. Into the stomach, 2-2. Line shot in the left base hit. So Rivera, one out single here in the bottom of the second. 2-1 Charlotte. Here comes Dwight Smith Jr., left hand batter. Lefty against lefty here. Daniel Castano, there was a Twitter account in the Marlins sphere. Three infielders right of second, the pitch. Breaking ball, letter high strike, and the count 0-1. He's not Italian. He's Argentinian. And actually extremely proud of that. Runner goes, throw to first, Diaz. The first baseman slinks at the second, and they'll tag out Rivera. It's a pickoff, caught stealing 1-3-6 in the putout with the shortstop Gonzalez. Applying the tag in second for the second out. Base is clear. Charlotte by a run. And the count 0-1 on Smith Jr. 0-1. Breaking ball high, one ball and one strike, but Castano actually received a really cool gift, the 1-1. Fastball up and in, two balls and one strike from the Argentinian Baseball Association, trying to build up baseball in Argentina, his nationality and where his family comes from, and they sent him an Argentinian baseball jersey with his name on it. 2-1. Breaking ball up and in. That's ball three. Remillard is on deck. Not a guy you want to mess with in this series. Three-one coming. High fly ball deep down the line and right to the corner. If it's fair, it's gone. It just slips over the wall. Home run. Dwight Smith Jr.'s first with Charlotte. And it literally just sneaks inside the foul pole and over the wall. It's 3-1 Charlotte. Here in the second. They're just able to hook it fair. The ball continues to fly here. Up comes the righty Remillard. Up for a second. That ball is going to curl foul. The pitch. Righty Remillard takes a changeup low. Ball. So now each side with four hits. Knights lead by two, though, in the second. 1-0. Fastball up and away, ball two. Second baseman Brigman playing up the middle. And the 2-0. Fastball outside, ball three. You turn Remillard loose here on 3-0 after the way he hit yesterday. The pitch up and in, ball four. Four-pitch walk. Up comes the top of the order, Adam Haseley. Matthew Kent is going to throw in the jumbo shrimp bullpen. He was supposed to start today, but when Castano was optioned yesterday, Kent was pushed to the bullpen, but Castano's only gone four innings and two relief appearances with the Marlins all year, so he hasn't thrown it time. And Kent getting ready down there in the left field line. A visit from Jeremy Powell, the pitching coach of Jacksonville. Lefty versus lefty. And the pitch, runner goes. Pitch is bounced towards second base. Right at Brigman. Flex straightens, throws to first. And that retires the side. One run on two hits. One left for Charlotte. The big blow of the inning. Solo homer for Dwight Smith Jr. At the end of two here in North Carolina. 3-1 Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
After each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game, the Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jeff Brigham. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Top of the third, 3-1 Charlotte. First pitch to McClure to Burnick is fouled back over the screen behind home plate. 0-1. Righty against righty. Kane McClure and Peyton Burnick. Two Midwest guys from Ohio. 0-1. Breaking ball low and away. One ball and one strike. Kane McClure and Louisville, teammates with a couple former White Sox farmhands, Lincoln Hensman and Zach Birdie. 1-0. Fastball low and inside, ball two. But it's Mitch Trubisky, the current Steelers quarterback. Former Bear and Bill. 2-1. Change up inside. Burnett couldn't check his swing. 2-2. Outfield the other way. Shadows cover the playing surface. 2-2. Change up in the dirt. The count is full. Burdick, Diaz, Quintana, 2, 3, and 4 in the order for the Jumbo Shrimp. Here's the 3-2. Fastball at the knees, inner half court, strike three. Second strikeout for McClure. One down here in the third, and up comes Lehman Diaz. Righty against the lefty. Moves three infielders right of second. Diaz broke an 0-for-17 skid in the first inning with a double to center field. The pitch. Fastball outside. Ball one. When McClure was at Louisville, Cardinals started 19-0 in 2016. Said they didn't even realize it until they got to 14-0. The 1-0. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. 1-1. Eventually, they broke the record at the school. One. Inside with a fastball, ball two. Changeup outside, ball three. McClure was an All-American that year, 12-0, 2.54 ERA. Three-one on Diaz. Swing and a miss. Good slider below the zone. Diaz out in front. 3-2. One on, nobody on. 3-1 Charlotte. Top of the third. Perez sits up in. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He doubled up on the slider. And he's manned the first two here in the third. Three in the game. And up comes the righty Lorenzo Quintana. Meanwhile, Matthew Kent goes back out to the bullpen with two outs and nobody on. So see if Castano is maybe done after two innings. First pitch. Popped up. Shallow right. The second baseman, Rivera, going out. Called away by the right fielder. Adolfo coming in. It's Adolfo who makes the catch. And that will retire the side. Nothing across for Jacksonville here in the third. We go in order. At the end of 2.5, Charlotte leads by a margin of 3-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
MyStar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the MyStar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Security Center USA believes security for your home or business should not break the bank. They make it easy to become a client with unmatched purchasing promotions and pricing, such as $0 down commercial installations and residential systems starting at your service is their highest priority. Security Center USA provides lifetime technical support for any system they install. The most cutting-edge technology is available today from Security Center USA. Visit their website at securitycenterusa.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 5 military appreciation nights throughout the season, May 22nd, June 26th, August 4th, August 23rd, and September 22nd. Active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or the day of the game. In addition, at 121 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 dugout reserve and $5 field reserve tickets. Tickets must be redeemed in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
This is Jason, the first baseman, Lewin Diaz. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Home half for the third here in Charlotte. 3-1, the Knights leading the Jumbo Shrimp. Daniel Castano back to the mound. He's thrown 38 pitches so far, 21 for a strike. So we'll see how much further he goes, because Matthew Kent is pretty much ready in the bullpen down the left field line. And the first pitch to Yolbert Sanchez. Slapped foul, first base side, net of play. And the count 0-1. Outfield to pull. Castano hangs his left arm as he gets the sign from his catcher, Quintana. 0-1. Little flare down the right field line and foul on the count 0-2. Two, three, and four in the order for Charlotte. Sanchez, Perez, and Zavala. Stano peers in, gets the sign. And the 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Each team with four hits in the game. All the runs have come on homers. A two-run shot for Perez in the first. 1-2. Breaking ball inside. Two balls and two strikes. Dwight Smith, Jr. homer for Charlotte in the second. In the top of the second. Nick Fortes went yard for the Jumbo Shrimp. 2-2. A flared foul over the screen behind home plate. We'll do it again. Castano, the blue stirrups, red and white stripe at the top. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. Off the plate away, strike three. And that is going to be the final pitch of the outing today for Daniel Castano. It's his third punch out. We'll go 2 1/3 innings. Darren Brown has come out of the first base dugout for Jacksonville. And so the Jumbo Shrimp going to the bullpen. Matthew Kent is going to come on the mound. 3-1 Charlotte with one out and nobody on in the bottom of the third on the Jumbo Shrimp Network presented by FIS.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday presented by Budweiser means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and the right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Budweiser Tiki Terrace. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp presented by Budweiser.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville catcher Nick Fortes. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Matthew Kent, the new pitcher for Jacksonville, small left-hander, 6 feet, 185 pounds. So Daniel Castano, 3 runs on 4 hits and 2 1/3. The pitch to Carlos Perez, right-hand batter. Fastball is low, and that's ball one. Castano struck out 3, walked 1. So Kent into the game, 1-0. Fastball is low, ball 2. And this is planned for Jacksonville. Trying to build up Castano's pitch count. 2-0. High changeup, but it's 3-0. Castano threw 44 pitches, 25 for strikes. 3-0. Bouncing ball hit to short. 2 skips to Gonzalez. Backhands near his belt. And throws on the first 2 down here in the third inning. 3-1 ninth, and up comes Sebi Zavala. Lefty versus righty. Three infielders left of second. And a pitch from Kent. 3/4 fastball in for a strike. At the knees in the outside corner, 0-1. Kent throws from every sort of arm angle. He throws 5 different pitches, including an Ephus. The 0-1. Fastball in tight. 1-1. And with the hitter. 1-1. Fastball is low. Ball 2. Outfield to pull a step. 2-1. Fastball low again. Ball 3. Kent, third base side. High leg kick, 3-1. Chopped foul on the third base side, and the count is full. Michael Adolfo is on deck. Three, two coming. Swinging a little tapper foul behind home plate. We'll do it again. 2 out. Nobody on. Twilight here in Charlotte. Purple clouds hovering above the buildings. It's really lovely. 3-1 Knights. Bottom of the third. 3-2. Liner pretty deep to right. Bourdais going back onto the warning track. Backpedals. And makes the catch to retire the side. 1-2-3 inning for just the third time in the last 3 days for Jacksonville. Nothing across for Charlotte. At the end of 3-1. The Knights in front. The Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by Advance.
When injury or trouble breach, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both? And an attorney will personally meet with you. I'm John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp Nation. Are you all ready for a dynamite night at 121 Financial Ballpark? Well, on Saturday, May 14th, the first 2,000 fans at the ballpark will receive a Rex the Beach Boulevard Dino Bobblehead, presented by 121 Financial Credit Union and RJ Young. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville, outfielder Jesus Sanchez. You listen to Jumbo Stream Baseball ESPN 690.
Welcome into the 444-444 fourth inning, brought to you by the law offices of Phillips and Hunt. Be sure to visit FloridaJustice.com. The number to call, 904-444-4444. Phillips and Hunt, committed to justice. Kay McClure, first pitch to J.J. Blade, is low with a fastball. 1-0. 3-1, Charlotte leading Jacksonville. Top of the fourth, Blade, Fortes, and LeBlanc. 1-0. Rocket into right for a base hit. Five hits now for Jacksonville. And that'll bring up Fortes, who's homer in the second. That's the main source of runs in today's game for the Jumbo Shrimp. This far, still got a long way to go. Righty versus righty. And the pitch. Fastball low and away, ball one. McClure, his final year was third team in Louisville. Then in 2017, 1-0. Fastball low and away, ball two. He finished his career ranked seventh in wins at the school, and eighth in single season strikeouts. 21 wins, 111 strikeouts in his best year. Coming in his junior year. And the White Sox picked him sixth round. 2-0. Sharp ground ball between third and short into left, base hit. Blade will stop at second. And there's first and second, nobody out. Jacksonville trailing by two here in the fourth. And up comes Charles LeBlanc. So Fortes is 2-for-2. Righty against righty. Third baseman Sanchez even with the bag. And the pitch rounded down the third baseline. Fair ball rolling all the way towards the corner. Around third, Blade. Right behind him, Fortes. The relay throw is cut off. LeBlanc hits the second. It's a 2-run double, and we're tied at three here in the fourth. So the first three with hits here in the top of the fourth inning. Single, single, two-run double. Good job by Fortes to score all the way from first base. I thought that ball almost was picked up by some fans down the left field line, reaching their gloves over the wall, but evidently they just missed it. And the Jumbo Shrimp have tied the game. LeBlanc, a two-run double. Here's Eric Gonzalez. Still nobody out. The pitch. Breaking ball bounced through the hole right side, base hit. LeBlanc gets the stop sign around third. Adolfo whips it back into the infield. It's cut off in the middle of the diamond. Four consecutive hits to start the fourth, and there's runners on the court. So Eric Gonzalez is 2-for-2. Up comes Bryson Brickman. So the Jumbo Shrimp have tied the score at three. Righty against righty, and the offering. Fastball low, ball one. McClure has given up eight hits in three-plus innings. The 1-0. Grounded towards third. Sanchez fields. Goes to second one. Really on the first with a jump throw. Is in time for the out. That's really impressive by Laz Rivera, the second baseman. And there's two down here in the fourth inning. All the while, LeBlanc remains at third. Two down now, and up comes the top of the order, Brian Miller. So a hard hit grounder to third. Sanchez fielded it. LeBlanc back to third base quickly, and then rifled it to second. And Rivera, with Gonzalez sliding in, jumped over him to throw it to first. Two out, righty against lefty, and the pitch to Miller. Breaking ball, bounced foul down the first base side, and the count 0-1. Outfield tilted the other way. The pitch, fastball a little bit low. One and one. Light starting to fade a little bit here. The light's taking more effect. The 1-1. Fastball is low ball to the. Fastball low and inside. Ball three. Hayden Burdick is on deck. Two out, runner on third, all tied at three in the top of the fourth. Swing and a foul. The bat went flying over the first base dugout. Ball went back to the screen and the count is full, 3-2. Ball hitting off the netting above the first base dugout and then coming down. Burdick is going to walk some stick him out to Miller here before this 3-2. Happened to Miller a couple times in this series. Three-two, swing and a miss. Fastball in the inside corner. Strike three. Four tires beside. The bottom five in the order have seven of the eight hits today for Jacksonville. They get two runs on four hits here in the fourth. One runner left. Middle of the fourth inning. Jacksonville and Sherman now all tied at three. On the Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the clubhall.org today.
Nothing quite like sneaking out of the office to watch some baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp have several Yuengling business person specials this season. On April 20th, May 11th, June 22nd, and July 6th, fans can receive a 16-ounce Yuengling can or small fountain soda, jumbo hot dog, chips, and field reserve seats for just $20. Fans can upgrade to a dugout reserve seat for $23. For more information, visit jackshrimp.com or call 904-358-2846.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday presented by Budweiser means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and the right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Budweiser Tiki Terrace. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp presented by Budweiser.
This is Jacksonville, your second baseman, Ethan Diaz. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Matthew Kent, first pitch to Micah Rodolfo in the bottom of the fourth. Swing and a miss and a changeup down in the way. The count 0-1. 3-3, Jacksonville has come back to tie with two in the top of the fourth inning. Adolfo, Payton, and Rivera in the bottom of the fourth. 0-1. Fastball, strike above the knees outside corner. 0-2. Outfield, the step the other way. And the 0-2 from Kent. Breaking ball in here. The shoe tops of the righty, Adolfo. One ball, two strikes. Second baseman Brinkman up the middle. Kent, deep breath. 1-2. Side-arming fastball rolled to short. Backhanding to his right, Gonzalez takes a step, slings to first in time for the out. Good play by Eric Gonzalez. Pulling out nobody out here at the bottom of the fourth. Mark Payton, the batter. Lefty against lefty in this 3-3 game. And the first pitch, fastball a little bit outside, ball one. Kent high leg kick, 0-1 is chopped to third. Good stab to his left by LeBlanc. Takes another step onto the grass, throws to first for the out. It's a really good play by Charles LeBlanc. Hard hit ball to his left. He immediately moved. Got a good jump on it. Feel it go to his left. Calmly settled himself before throwing the first two out. And the pitch to the righty. Laz Rivera, letter high fastball strike on the outside corner. And the count 0-1. Outfield to pull. The 0-1 on the way. Little roller found on the third base side. And the count nothing and two. Kent works pretty quickly, to say the least. Tan mint, hands held high throughout his windup. And the 0-2. Fly ball pretty deep to center. Berger going back on the run at the warning track. Has a play, makes the catch. Side retired. Five up, five down for Matthew Kent. Nothing across for Charlotte here in the fourth. This has been the 4-4-4, 4-4-4, 4th inning. Brought to you by the bar offices of Phillips and Hart. Be sure to visit FordJustice.com and number the call 904-444-4444. Phillips and Hart committed to justice. Over the fourth, tied at three, Jacksonville and Charlotte. On the Jumbo Show Network presented by FIM.
An affordable family fund never stops at 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jake Fishman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
First pitch to Peyton Burdick at the top of the fifth. Fastball low, ball one. 3-3 Jacksonville and Charlotte. Kane McClure just threw his 70th pitch of the game. One out of Burdick. Swing and a miss. Fastball in the outside corner. Count 1-1. Burdick, Diaz, Quintana. 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Outfield the step the other way.
McClure ready, 1-1. Fastball, high ball, 2. Jacksonville's hit McClure around a little bit so far. 8 hits through 4 innings. Jumbo Shrimp, though, stranded 4. 2-1. Fastball strike at the belt in the outer half, 2-2. Marlins up big on Seattle. 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Burdick couldn't check his swing. Strike 3. Punch out now for McClure. One out here in the fifth, and up comes the lefty, Lamon Diaz. Jorge Soler hit a 468-foot home run in that game. Mickey Rojas also has gone yard for the Marlins. Righty against lefty, the pitch. Change up a little bit, low ball 1. Eliezer Hernandez on the mound for Miami, 3 runs in 4 innings so far. 1-0. Fastball, high ball 2 in the Marlins system. Low A Jupiter, an 8-run 7th. They lead 9-0. Bottom of the 7th at Palm Beach, Cardinals affiliate. The Hammerheads looking to go over 500, and 9-9. The 2-0. Breaking ball low and in. Ball 3. Dangerous Lewin Diaz. McClure ready near his belt. 3-0. Swing and a ground ball foul into the first base dugout of Charlotte. Count boost to 3-1. Open stance, knees bent. 3-1 coming. Swing and a miss ahead of a slider. McClure has used that really well against Diaz. Struck him out on a couple of sliders in the third down. 3-1 in the count. Now he's got it to 3-2. One out, nobody on. Tied at 3, top of the 5th. Payoff pitch. Bouncing ball through the hole, right side, base hit. So threw him a fastball there. Diaz was on it, his second hit of the game. One out base runner for Jacksonville. The tie game with 3 years. Lorenzo Quintana, the righty. Jaime Beloit up to a really scoreless with Cedar Rapids in the bottom of the 4th. Cardinals are 15-3. Twins affiliate. First pitch, check swing, bouncer, foul, over to Blade in the third base on deck circle, the count 1-1. Double A Pensacola leads 2-0 at Biloxi, bottom of the 3rd. It's a Brewers affiliate. Yuri Perez is going for the Blue Wahoos in that game. So far, only one hit against him. 0-1. Swing and a miss in the high fastball, 0-2. The Knights are the Triple-A affiliate of the White Sox, who are losing 2-1 to the Angels in the bottom of the 4th. Really slow start to the year for the White Sox. They're 7-11. Beat up a little bit. 0-2. Liner pretty deep to right center field. This one's going to split the gap. Well, all the way to the warning track. Around second, Diaz. He hustles to third. Quintana moves up to second with a double. And Jacksonville is second and third, one out, and a tie game at 3 here at the top of the 5th. J.J. Blade is going to be the batter. That's 10 hits against Cade McClure in 4 1/3 innings. Yoan Moncada is going to rehab here in Charlotte, possibly as early as tomorrow. The pitch. Rocket down the line and right. Full ball rolling all the way into the corner. Diaz scores from third. Around third, Quintana. He'll come in as well. It's a scalded 2-run double for J.J. Blade, and the Jumbo Shrimp lead 5-3 in the 5th. That ball was hammered by Blade. three consecutive hits against McClure, 11 so far against him. And here's Nick Fortes, who has two of his own. They're going to get the bullpen up. Outfield to pull. And a pitch to Fortes. Pop foul over the screen behind home plate. Nothing in one. Elsewhere in the White Sox system, Winston-Salem losing in Asheville 4-2, top of the seventh. The 0-1 to Fortes. High fly ball, shallow right. Adolfo, the right fielder, can't see it. The second baseman, Rivera, going way out. He makes an over-the-shoulder catch for the out. That's a heck of a play again by Laz Rivera. But Day remains at second base with two outs now in this 5-3 game. Here comes Charles LeBlanc. Lillian Kannapolis and Fayetteville tied at one. Top of the sixth. Double A Birmingham leads at Rocket City 5-1. Top of the fourth. Two out. Runner on second, 5-3. Jacksonville's out hitting Charlotte 11-4 right now in the top of the fifth. And the pitch to LeBlanc. Swing and a miss of the breaking ball below the zone 0-1. Second baseman Rivera plays up the middle. 0-1. Liner in the left. That's a base hit. Bladé around third, heading for the plate. The throw goes to second. It's an RBI single for Charles LeBlanc. He has driven in three today with three hits, and it's 6-3 Jacksonville here in the fifth. So four more hits in the inning. Wes Helms is coming out to the mound. He's coming for the Charlotte Knights. They are going to take the ball from McClure. Jacksonville, one in the second, two in the fourth, three in the fifth, and they knock McClure out. 12 hits against him in 4 2/3 innings. So far, three already in. Runner on first, two outs. We'll tell you who the new righty is when we come back at the top of the fifth. 6-3, Jacksonville leading on the Jumbo Show Network, powered by FIS.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following @JackShrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's @JackShrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday presented by Budweiser means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and the right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Budweiser Tiki Terrace. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp presented by Budweiser.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 1-1 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Miami Marlins shortstop Miguel Rojas, and you're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
J.B. Olson, first pitch to side, ball one. 6-3 Jacksonville, top five, 1-0. Fastball up and away, ball two. Runner on first and two outs, so Kane McClure gives up 12 hits. So far, six runs, all earned in 4 2/3. 2-0. Swing and a miss of the fastball. On the outside corner, 2-1. 2-0 It's Olsen in the game from Richardson, Texas, a suburb of Dallas. 6'2", 195. Was in high A Winston-Salem and double A Birmingham last year, 2-1. A foul over the screen behind home plate. 2-2. Gonzalez, the league leader in batting average, is up to 392 right now. Open stance, knees bent. 2-2. Side-arming fastball, line to right. Adolfo coming in, has a play. Now move to his left to squeeze, and that retires the side. Jacksonville picks up three runs on four hits. They leave one. Halfway home in Charlotte, Jumbo Shrimp, a 6-3 lead on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Dimnick Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Attention Crustacean Nation, Miami Knights return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2022. The first 2,000 fans in the ballpark will take home an amazing vice-themed beach tower presented by 121 Financial Credit Union and First Coast News. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Attention Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you interested in Jacksonville baseball history, the Jumbo Shrimp, International League Baseball, and the Miami Marlins organization? You can find all that at jackshrimp.com. There's previews for every game, featured stories, player analysis, looks around the International League, the Marlins farm system, and more. Visit jackshrimp.com, that's J-A-X-S-H-R-I-M-P.com, for all things baseball and the Jumbo Shrimp.
This is Jacksonville infielder Charles LeBlanc. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Charles LeBlanc has three hits and three RBIs in this game. 6-3 Jacksonville, bottom of the fifth. Matthew Kent back to work. Dwight Smith Jr. leads off. Lefty against lefty. And the first pitch, breaking ball outside. Ball one, it's Smith Jr., Remillard, and Hazley. Jumbo Shrimp have lost the last two games. The 1-0. Breaking ball is high. Two balls, no strikes. Jacksonville's won 9 of 12 overall. They've been hot recently. 2-0. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. 2-1, but they had won 9 of 10. Third baseman LeBlanc way off the line. In that span, they outscored their opponent 73-30. 2-1, line in the right center. That's a base hit. Cut off in the alleyway by Blade. Smith trying for second anyway. The throw is wide. Kent backing up, and it's a leadoff double here in the bottom of the fifth. Good job by Dwight Smith Jr. They're on second to begin the bottom of the fifth of a three-game Jacksonville leading. Jumbo Shrimp had also out-hit their opponents, 106-65 in those 10 games, a 17-3 margin in homers. The pitch bunted down to third base, side and foul, the count of one.
Everybody clap your hands.
The last 2 days, though, Charlotte has really taken it to the Jumbo Shrimp. Knights outscoring the Jumbo Shrimp 22-6, out hitting them 32-14, out homering them 4-2, but go figure. Today rolls around at 6-3. Here in the bottom of the fifth, Jacksonville in front, out hitting Charlotte 12-5. 0-1. Breaking ball, floated foul, first base side, now to play 0-2. Mm-hmm. Remillard walked in his first at bat. Oh, two. Grounded foul off the railing of the Jumbo Shrimp dugout in the third base set. We'll do it again. So Jumbo Shrimp win tonight, gets them 10-13 games. Evens up this series going into the weekend. Max Meyer, John Park tomorrow. Braxton Garrett, Emilio Vargas Sunday. The pitch, fly ball, pretty deep to center. Burdick has a play, though. Back over his left shoulder. The center fielder makes the catch. Smith Jr. attacks in second, moves up to third. Ahead of the throw there. He's 90 feet away with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. And up comes Adam Heasley. Good bat. Lefty-lefty. And the offering. Sidearm fastball, letter high strike. And the count 0-1. Pretty good top of the order for Charlotte. Robert Sanchez on deck. And it would be Carlos Perez. 0-1. Swing and a bouncing ball foul to the backstop behind home plate. 0-2. Basically 1-for-2 in this game. Kent way out in front, 0-2. And the pitch. Breaking ball chopped down the first base side and foul. And we'll do it again. Place is packed here tonight. So far, the Jumbo Shrimp have kept them mostly quiet. 0-2. Fastball low. Ball one. It's 6-3 Jacksonville. Bottom of the fifth. And around third is Dwight Smith Jr. Haisley holds the bat. There's back left ear. Natural wood colored model. 1-2. Slap foul down the left field line off the netting. Do it again. Kent came back to the sidearm there. Quintana sets up in. The 1-2. Bouncing ball hit to short. Gonzalez Fields thinks about coming home. Instead throws to first for the out. Smith Jr. out for Adam Heasley. Pulls Sharma within 6-4 here in the bottom of the fifth. Base is clear. Two outs and there's Jobo Sanchez. That ball was hit pretty hard right at Gonzalez, who charged it. He fielded on the grass. He looked home, thought about it, and double clutched and threw to first with a short thing. And the pitch to Sanchez, breaking ball, strike at the knees outside corner, 0-1. Dark night skies over top here in Charlotte. 0-1. Fastball inside, one ball, one strike. So Charlotte slices the lead a little bit. 1-1 in the way. Swinging a little number right in the mound towards no man's land. Pitched off the mound to his left, can't reach it. He runs into Brinkman, the second baseman, and everybody is safe. Not really much more anybody could have done with that. It was right in between first base and the pitcher's mound. Kent falls off to the third base side. He tried to backhand it quickly, ran up with the ball, and that gave Brinkman no shot charging in to reach it. So now Perez the tying run here in the fifth. Runner on first and two outs. 6-4 Jacksonville. Kent high set, and the pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. Three infielders left of second. 1-0. Rocket down the left field line. Fair by a diving LeBlanc into the corner. It hits off the sidewall, pitch right to the left fielder Miller, who guns it into the infield to hold Perez to a hard hit single. Sanchez moves up to third, and there's runners on the corners with two outs for Sebi Zavala. Well, I think Jacksonville catches a break there. If that ball goes all the way in the corner, if there was a double, Sanchez would have scored. Instead, first and third with two outs. Lefty against righty. Three infielders left at second again. And a pitch. A half cut and a fastball up and in, and the count 1-1. Kent hangs his left arm, stands tall on the mound. Deep breath. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Looked like maybe a cutter there in the inside corner, and the count 0-2. First and third, two outs, two-run Jacksonville lead in the fifth. Throw to first, and Perez hops back in. Oh, two. Inside with a fastball. One ball and two strikes. One in near the kneecaps of Kent. Mike Rodolfo is on deck. One, two. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball in tight. Strike three, side retired. First punch out for Kent. Charlie gets a run on three hits. They do strand two. At the end of five, Jacksonville is 6-4 at FIM.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville outfielder J.J. Blade. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Top of the sixth inning. Jacksonville. A 6-4 lead over Charlotte. 9-1-2 duo for the Jumbo Shrimp. Brigman, Miller, and Burnick. J.B. Olson back on the mound. And the first pitch, righty-righty, breaking ball.
Low and away, ball one. A lot of hits in this game. 1-0. Swing and a miss of the high fastball. 1-1. 19 between the two clubs. Jacksonville. 1-1. Fastball up and away, ball two. Outfield the other way. The pitch. Chopped to third and in front of the bag, foul. Sanchez picked it up, foul, 2-2. J.B. Olson from Richardson, Texas. 2-2. Breaking ball outside of the can is fully. Went to Oklahoma. He was Big 12 honorable mention as a junior. All Big 12 second team as a senior. 3-2. Fastball low and away. Ball four. Leadoff walk. Going to bring up the top of the order. Brian Miller in this 6-4 game in the sixth. And now began his collegiate career in Seward. County Community College in Kansas. Actually finished second in the nation in complete games. First pitch. Miller slaps a foul. Third base side net of play. Count 1-1. 9 complete games as a sophomore. JB stands for John Bradley Bertrand Olson. 0-1. Fastball outside. 1-1. His dad is named Brad. That's where the Bradley comes in. Mother Nancy. Sister Amanda, who is an administrative leadership major. 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Skips to the right of the catcher, Perez. Good job blocking it to keep Brickman. So Olson was a starting pitcher in JUCO. Two one, fly ball down the third base side and foul. 2-2. But immediately moved to the bullpen at OU. 2.03 ERA. His first year with the Sooners. 1.99 as a senior. The pitch outside and the count is full. Two to Miller. Brickman goes the pitch up high, ball four. Olson has walked the first two here in the sixth. Jacksonville did not walk the first five innings. First and second, nobody out. 6-4. Here's Burdick. Seven strikes, 10 balls for J.B. Olson. Righty-righty, and the offering. Fastball way outside, all of a sudden just randomly side-armed it. 1-0. So Burdick must be thinking dead red here, 1-0. Inside and low, ball two, and Olson really struggling. It's a lonely place on the mound when you can't throw strikes. High black socks underneath the white pinstriped pants. 2-0. Fastball low and away, ball three. The white jersey with the black pinstripes as well. And black hat. Three and oh. Pitch way outside, ball four. Olson has walked, the bases loaded. Here in the top of the sixth inning, Brigman goes from second to third, Miller first to second, And Lewin Diaz is a pretty dangerous hitter here. Kind of surprising that pitching coach Matt Zaleski is staying in the first base dugout. No confidence, though. Six to four, Jacksonville. Bases loaded, nobody out. Three fielders right and second. The pitch. Fastball, low ball, one. It is seven straight out of the zone. The 1-0. Swinging a ground ball foul on the first base side. Diaz chased there. And the count ends up in a ball and a strike. Interesting, down 6-4, not bringing the infield in. Zach Muckenhorn, in the bullpen for Charlotte. 1-1. Inside with a changeup, two balls and one strike. I said 2-1. Sharp ground ball behind first. Picked by Zavala. Goes to second with a force out there. Scoring from third, Brigman. And it's 7-4 Jacksonville. Kind of a bizarre play. Zavala making a nice lunging stab to his left. He went right to second with Burdick running. Not a lot of time, but it was a hard, accurate throw. They get the force there. Brigman to third. Diaz out at first with the RBI. 3-6 fielder's choice. 7-4 Jacksonville. First and third, one out in the sixth. And here comes Lorenzo Quintana, the righty. The pitch. Fastball inside, ball one. Olsen tried to side on that one. You can tell he's just sort of stabbing for anything right now. 1-0. Swing and a miss ahead of a breaking ball on the outside corner, 1-1. Knees bent, open stance for Quintana. The 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, ball two. That's 18 balls, 10 strikes for Olsen. That's something you never see at this level. Got to be tough to feel for a guy like that in the mound, trying to find it. 2-1. Popped a foul over the screen behind home plate. 2-2. Runners on the corners, one out. Jacksonville up 7-4 in the sixth. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball in the inside corner, strike three. So Quintana strikes out. And Wes Helms is coming out of the dugout. He's going to make a pitching change here. So the lefty, Muckenhorn, is ready, and with runners on the corners and two outs in a 7-4 game, the Knights are going to go to the bullpen here in the top of the sixth inning. When we come back, first and third, two out. Jacksonville has the lead, 7-4, top of the sixth on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 1-1 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFCU credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville infielder Bryson Brigman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
7-4, top of the sixth, first and third. Two out, Jacksonville the lead and threatening for more. Zach Muckenhorn, 6 foot, 215-pound lefty from Minnesota, into the game to face the lefty J.J. Bladé, who's 2-for-3. Three infielders right of second. Muckenhorn ready, high leg kick. Over the top changeup, swing and a miss, and the count 0-1. Muckenhorn, first base side. Miller on third, Diaz on first, 0-1. High changeup, 1-1. Coming. Fastball is high, and that's ball two. So Olsen walked the first three of the inning. 2-1. Grounded foul down the first base side. 2-2. If that's all Jacksonville gets here in the frame, you know, they would obviously take it. Get their lead back to three runs, but Charlotte would probably take that too. Bases loaded, nobody out on walks, and you get an RBI fielder's choice, and potentially that's it, you think, for the Knights. Still swimming upstream though. 2-2. Fly ball into left, pretty deep. Payton going back in front of the wall, makes the catch to retire the side. So Bladé flies out to the wall and left. One run for Jacksonville in the inning. Comes on, no hits, two left. Middle of the sixth, it's 7-4. Jumbo Shrimp in front on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey Jumbo Shrimp fans, TIAA Bank is here to help you make your money work harder. Open a yield pledge checking or money market account today and start scoring some of the most competitive rates in the country right off the bat. To get started, visit a financial center near you or find us online at tiaabank.com/shrimp. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jive regular season dates for Forever Vets, Canines, and Crustacean Dog Day. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friends on April 24th, June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
The Jumbo Shrimp want Crustacean Nation to always be prepared when going to the beach. That's why we're giving away a beach bag cooler to the first 2,000 fans through the gates on August 20th. The beach bag cooler is presented by Ascension St. Vincent's. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jeff Lindgren. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Come out for the sixth inning. 7-4, Jacksonville in front of Charlotte. Micah Rodolfo leads off against Matthew Kent. The lefty spins, fires, and throws a changeup strike in the high inside corner on one.
Kent has been really good so far for the Jumbo Shrimp. 2 2/3, one run against in relief, the 0-1. Fastball in tight near the kneecaps of Adolfo. Big righty, one ball and one strike. Adolfo 6-4, 230. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a fastball low and inside. 1-2. Payton on deck. Then it's Rivera. Near the bottom of the sixth. 1-2. Ephus. Swing and a foul. Ball trickled at home plate. Adolfo waited way back. And another 1-2 upcoming. Outfield the other way. And a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball below the zone. Strike three. Second punch out for Kent. One down to start the sixth. Here's Mark Payton. Doubleheader in Scranton Roxbury today. Lehigh Valley rolled in game one, 11-3 over Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Rail Riders up though, 1-0 in the top of the third in game two. Lefty-lefty here, the pitch. Breaking ball, letter high strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Columbus pounding Louisville, 8-1, top of the ninth. Memphis shutting out Durham, 0-1. Fastball up and in, 1-1. That game in North Carolina, it's 2-0. Redbirds leading, bottom of the ninth. Worcester a 7-6 lead on Buffalo, top seven. The 1-1. Fastball line, down the line of the left, pretty deep. This one will one hop against the wall. Payton around first, hustling the second. He's got a one-out double here at the bottom of the sixth. And that'll bring up Miles Rivera. Still 7-4 Jacksonville, bottom of the sixth inning. Net blank and Norfolk right now, 6-0 bottom of the sixth. Toledo and Omaha was postponed because of inclement weather. They'll make it up tomorrow. Offering to Rivera. Fastball, letter high strike in the outside corner. No score, Nashville and St. Paul, top of the second. Indianapolis leads into Iowa, 1-0, middle of the fourth. The 0-1. Fastball under the hands, one ball and one strike. Outfield to pull. Kent checks it second three times. 1-1. Little roller down the first base side and foul. 1-2. Runner on second. One out. 7-4. Jacksonville leading Charlotte. 5-6. Tell the fans to get loud here. They oblige. 1-2. Little roller left of the mound. Charging into third baseman the block. Fields looks the runner back to second. Throws to first with the out. Good play by Charles LeBlanc. Charging into his left to field that ball. Two out, man on second. Three-run Jackson going here in the sixth. Here comes the lefty Dwight Smith Jr. Quintana, the catcher, will visit on the mound right now. By the way, Yuri Perez for AA Pensacola. 12 strikeouts in 5 innings. One hit, no runs. Murat, who's up 2-0 in the 6th. Perez done after those 5 innings. Pretty darn impressive. Aya Beloit losing 2-0 top of the 7th at home to Cedar Rapids. The pitch. Fastball strike at the knees in the inside corner on one. 11-0. Jupiter blanked Palm Beach earlier today. Hammerheads 10-9, back over 500. 0-1 to Smith Jr. And the pitch from Kent. Kent, a Texas A&M Aggie, grew up in Waco. But Baylor is 1-1. Breaking ball, low ball, 2. Jacksonville out hitting Charlotte 12-8 in this game. 2-1. Fastball strike at the belt in the outside corner. 2-2. Wild Deuces here. 2-2. Runner on second. Two outs. 7-4 Jacksonville in the sixth. Kent's his leg and then steps off the mound looking towards second. Now gets back on the rubber. Two-two. Breaking ball outside and the count is full. Three balls, two strikes. Remillard on deck. He would be the tying run. Payoff pitch. Little roller out in front of the plate. Quintana, the catcher, bare hands. Fires to first in time. Side retired. No runs, one hit. One runner left on base. At the end of six, Jacksonville in front. 7-4 on the Jumbo Network, presented by FIS.
Looking for a new luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
This is Jacksonville left-handed pitcher Braxton Garrett. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Top of the seventh, 7-4, Jacksonville leading Charlotte. Fortes leads off against Muckenhurd. First pitch fastball, bounce back to the mound. Muckenhurd fields at the belt, turns around, goes to first, one pitch and one out. And I'll bring up Charles LeBlanc, who's 3-for-3 with three RBIs in this game. Jumbo Shrimp looking to get to 12-10. It'll be their 10th win in 13 games. First pitch to LeBlanc. Slap foul. First base side, not a play.
counts 0-1. Jacksonville, 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors. 4 runs, 8 hits and no errors for Charlotte. 0-1, fastball outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Ninth took a 2-0 lead in the first. Carlos Perez, 2-run homer. 1-1. Swing and a miss ahead of a changeup, 1-2. Nick Fortes homered in the second, but in the bottom of the second, Dwight Smith Jr. homered down the line to make it 3-1, 1-2. Chopper to short, 2 skips to Remillard. Backhand chest high, throws to first, 2 down. Here comes Eric Gonzalez arriving. 7-4, nobody on. Jacksonville up top of the 7. Jumbo Shrimp timed the game with a 2-run LeBlanc double in the 4th. They took the lead with 3 in the 5th. Lede a 2-run double. LeBlanc an RBI single. Charlotte got 1 back in the bottom of the 5th, but the Jumbo Shrimp scoring in a Lewin Diaz RBI grand out. Pitch, fastball, low ball 1. Then in the 6th, and here we are, 7-4. One oh, little roller down the third baseline, charging in the third baseman Sanchez. Bare hand throw to first, not in time. Third hit today for Gonzalez. Terrific job by Sanchez to even make it close, coming about a third of the way down the line to bare hand that ball and sling it to first. Gonzalez beat it out pretty easily. They're on first with 2 outs. Here's Bryson Brigman, the righty, and the pitch. A foul over the screen behind home plate. Nothing in 1. Second baseman Rivera plays up the middle. 0-1 coming from Muckenhorn. The pitch. Fastball outside. 1-1. Muckenhorn, an ERA of 1.77 with AA Birmingham last year. 1-1. Slimed foul down the first base side. Just out of the reach of the first baseman, Zavala. 1-2, there's a fire truck going by the street beyond the right field wall. Again, this is just a block in downtown Charlotte. The sirens. And lights are flashing as it goes down the street. 1-2. Fastball called strike 3 at the knees in the inside corner. And that retires the side. Jacksonville gets a man on, but nothing more than that. No runs. 1 hit. 1 left. Time to stretch here in the Queen City. It's Jacksonville 7. And Charlotte 4 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. And is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store.
WW Gay Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of it too. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gay today at 904-388-2696.
Nothing quite like sneaking out of the office to watch some baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp have several Yuengling business person specials this season on April 20th, May 11th, June 22nd, and July 6th.
fans can receive a 16-ounce Yingling can or small fountain soda, jumbo hot dog, chips, and field reserve seats for just $20. Fans can upgrade to a dugout reserve seat for $23. For more information, visit jackshrimp.com or call 904-358-2846.
This is Miami Marlins pitcher Elias Hernandez. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Home half of the seventh inning, 7-4. Jacksonville in front. Matthew Kemp, first pitch to Zach Remillard. Towering fly ball, not deep in the left. Left fielder Miller to his left. He will squeeze it near his red cap. One pitch and one out to start the seventh. And up comes Adam Haseley. 7-4. Jacksonville in front of Charlotte. Lefty up in the Knights bullpen right now. So Muckenhorn might be done. Lefty-lefty here. And Kent into his windup to pitch. Fastball low, ball one. And a 1-0, same pitch, same result, 2-0. I believe it's Andrew Perez loosening in the bullpen. 2-0. Tapped foul down the first baseline, 2-1. Charlotte's got a few lefties on their roster, but Benjamin a couple days ago. Brandon Finnegan pitched last night, so did Kyle Kubat, 2-1. Grounded foul on the first base side, 2-2. Muckenhorn already pitched. John Park is the starting pitcher tomorrow, so that leaves Andrew Perez. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, grounded to second. Four hops to Brinkman. Bends down to gather it and throws on to first with the out. Two out of nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh. And up comes Gilbert Sanchez.
The batter for Charlotte, number 9, Gilbert Sanchez.
First offering. But he looks at a fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. 0-1. Outfield the step to pull. Perez on deck, 0-1. Liner in the center. Burdick, the center fielder, going back over his left shoulder. Has a play, slows to a jog. Makes the catch. Side retired. The seven-pitch inning for Matthew Kent. Nothing across for Charlotte at the end of seven. Jacksonville close 7-4 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering service, lunch, holiday party, or pep rally, a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz at 904-374-4774 or David at jackshrimp.com.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFCU credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for-Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville infielder Joe Dunand. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
The pitcher for Charlotte is, in fact, Andrew Perez as we get ready to start the top of the eighth inning.
Jacksonville 7, Charlotte 4. And the top of the order for the Jumbo Shrimp, Miller, Burdick, and Diaz. Lefty versus lefty, Perez 6'2", 215 from Orlando. First base side, high leg kick, the pitch bounced towards short. Moving to his left, Remillard behind second fields. Goes to first, one pitch and one out to start the eighth. And up comes Peyton Burdick, a righty. Lefty against righty here. Perez, a bright blue glove. Righty near the belt. And the pitch. Fastball a little bit outside, and that's ball one. Jacksonville by 3, 1 out, nobody on here in the 8th. And the 1-0 going to his left by Zavala. One more step to the pillow for the out. So two quick outs, and up comes the lefty Lewin Diaz, who's broken an 0-for-17 stretch with a 2-for-4 day. Three infielders right side at second. Jumbo Shrimp bullpen is quiet, so Kent is going to go back out there in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Fastball strike at the belt in the outside corner. Oh, one. Matthew Kent, a run on 4 hits and 4 2/3. He's been really good coming out of the bullpen. The 0-1. Fastball up and in ball two. That also is coming when he was supposed to start today. So when Daniel Cassano was optioned yesterday before the game, it meant that Kent was no longer starting today, and he has responded really nicely. 1-1. Wave and a miss ahead of a breaking ball below the zone. 1-2. Outfield the other way. Perez sets up away. And 1-2 for Perez. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt strike. Through the catcher, Perez. Plays the tag on Diaz. The first strikeout for Andrew Perez. And the tie of the side. Near the top of the eighth. Nothing across for Jacksonville. Pretty quick inning here. 7 pitches for Andrew Perez. Middle of the eighth. Jacksonville is 7-4 lead over Charlotte on the Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following @JackShrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's @JackShrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun.
All happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday presented by Budweiser means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and the right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Budweiser Tiki Terrace. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp presented by Budweiser.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Miami Marlins shortstop Miguel Rojas, and you're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Heart of the order for Charlotte, down 7-4, bottom of the eighth. Matthew Kent into his sixth inning of relief. Came on with one out in the third. Left-hander spins, fires, and throws a fastball strike to Carlos Perez at the belt in the inside corner. Oh and one, three infielders left of second, the pitch. Bounced on the ground, down the third base side and foul. 0-2. So Kent right now, I mean, really, look at the Jumbo Shrimp. Charles LeBlanc has 3 hits and 3 RBIs. Nick Fortes, a homer, 2 hits. Leyland Diaz, 2 hits. J.J. Blade, 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Eric Gonzalez has 3 more hits. 0-2. Efes popped up shallow right. The right fielder, Blade on the run. That's the play of the hop. Nobody said you had to hit it hard. Just bet you had to hit it. And Perez flopping the Efes in his shallow right. Leadoff single here in the eighth. And up comes Canis. An unsung hero. Lefty against righty. And the pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. Pitch, broken back right into short. Gonzalez going to his left field, goes to second one. Bregman on the first, double play. 6-4-3. And 2 outs here in the bottom of the eighth, 7-4 Jacksonville. And up comes Mike Rodolfo. That is kind of a backbreaker for Charlotte right now. Meanwhile, Jumbo Shrimp are going to get the bullpen up. Lefty against Reiny. And the pitch. Breaking ball strike at the knees in the outside corner on one. But now Jeff Brigham told to sit down. So he started throwing and then was told to stop. 0-1. Swinging a foul at home plate, 0-2. Why not let Kent keep going? Save this beleaguered bullpen for Jacksonville. And from 10 innings the last 2 days. Now out in front, 0-2. And the pitch. Breaking ball inside. Check swinging. What a run. Strike three. 3 punch outs for Kent, and he gets to the eighth unscathed. No runs, 1 hit, nobody left. Going to the ninth, Jacksonville 7, and Charlotte 4. The Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp Group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
This is Jacksonville right-handed pitcher Jimmy Yacobonis. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
To the ninth, 7-4 Jacksonville over Charlotte, middle third of the order. Quintana, Blade, and Fortes. Andrew Perez back to work. The lefty's first pitch. In the dirt with a breaking ball. 1-0. Meanwhile, Robert Garcia has begun throwing in the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen. Presumably for the bottom of the ninth. 1-0. Towering fly ball. Shallow right center. Right fielder Adolfo coming in. And a squeeze. J.J. Bleday will now bat. Matthew Kent, 77 pitches, 54 strikes. One run on 5 hits in 5 2/3. No walks, 3 strikeouts. Phenomenal outing, if that is it, for Matthew Kent. Lefty-lefty with Bleday, the batter. And the pitch. Breaking ball outside, ball one. In the bottom of the ninth, Charlotte's going to have 6-7-8 off the pitch. Breaking ball, bottom of the zone, strike. Peyton Rivera-Smith Jr. needing at least 3. One out, nobody on. Top nine, 7-4 Jacksonville. The 1-1. Fastball strike at the belt outside corner, 1-2. Outfield plays Bleday the other way. 1-2 from Perez. Breaking ball off the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cortez is next for Jacksonville. Two-two. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. On the inside corner, strike three. 2 outs here at the top of the ninth inning. And up comes Nick Cortez. Seven to four Jacksonville. There's actually a pretty good contingent of Jumbo Shrimp fans here. They seem to be pretty happy thus far. The pitch, fastball a little bit low, and that's ball one. Outfield. Cortez the righty, knees bent. 1-0. A foul over the screen behind home plate. 1-1. So Garcia is pretty much ready in the bullpen. One coming. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Over the inside corner, 1-2. Thanks to Ori listening in Charlotte, telling us he's a Jumbo Shrimp fan, actually. 1-2, 2 out, nobody on. Shrimp by 3, the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thanks to Adam, who's also listening in Charlotte. That's what I'm talking about. There's a good Jacksonville contingent here in this growing city. 2-2, 2 out, nobody on, and the pitch. Grounded down the third base side, behind the bag, backhanded by Sanchez, long for the first, bounces in, good dig up by Zavala, and that retires the side. Ducking across for Jacksonville here in the ninth. Middle of the ninth inning, they'll try to finish off the Knights when we come back. 7-4 the score. Jacksonville in front on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday presented by Budweiser means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail-Rated Territory, Oasis Concession Stand, and the right field bleachers. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Budweiser Tiki Terrace. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp presented by Budweiser.
The Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Bi-Star Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. The You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville catcher Nick Fortes. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Last chance for Charlotte. Bottom of the ninth, 7-4. Jacksonville and Robert Garcia, the new pitcher. 6'4", 225 pounder from Modesto, California, to try to close things out. Payton Rivera Smith Jr., 6'7", 8 in the order against the big lefty. First base side, the pitch. A foul, third base side, now to play in the count 0-1. Thanks to Maddie, who's listening in Jacksonville. Green fielders right of second, and the pitch. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner, 0-2. Charlotte had the lead early on. Two-run homer in the first from Carlos Perez. Nick Fortes homered in the top of the second. 0-2. Bouncing ball left of the mound. Garcia fields. Tough play. Fires to first. Just in time to get Payton for the first out. Good play from Robert Garcia. And there's one out here in the ninth, and the batter will be Laz Rivera, righty. In the bottom of the second, Dwight Smith Jr. homer to make it 3-1. The fourth, on a Charles LeBlanc two-run double. They scored three in the fifth to take the lead. 2-run, two-bagger for J.J. Blade. LeBlanc RBI single. Charlotte got a run back in the bottom of the fifth. RBI ground out from Hazley. Top of the sixth, Lewin Diaz RBI ground out. The pitch. Bouncing ball, hit towards short. Gonzalez to his left field. Fires to first, and there's two away. So Garcia's come on and gotten two ground outs. And so far, couple potatoes on the ground for the Charlotte batter. So Charlotte down to their final out. Two out, nobody on. 7-4, Jacksonville. Here in the bottom of the ninth. And the pitch. Fastball, strike at the knees in the outside corner. 0-1. 12:05 first pitch tomorrow. Our coverage begins at 11:50. Normal coverage. ESPN 690. 0-1. Breaking ball low and away. One ball, one strike. ESPN690.com. And Alexa, play ESPN 690. One ball and one strike. The pitch. Breaking ball outside. Garcia's falling behind. 2-1. Looking for his first AAA save. 2-1. Fastball. Letter high strike in the outside corner. 2-2. Two out. Nobody on. 7-4. Jacksonville trying to win for the 10th time in 13 games. Nobody on for Charlotte here in the ninth. Garcia balled his left hand behind his back. Comes ready at the belt. 2-2. Break. So all the scoring is stopped since the top of the sixth. Some potatoes in the runs column since then. 3-2. Bouncing ball. Hit the second. Two skips to Brickman. Backhand's hat high. Throws to first. Shrimp win. A terrific relief appearance from Matthew Kent. Good offense from the bottom of the order. And the Jumbo Shrimp, even this series, four games through, they win for the 10th time in 13 games. A 7-4 final here from Truist Field in Charlotte. Three ground now to the ninth inning. Nothing across for the Knights. And Robert Garcia picks up his first career Triple-A save. Shrimp win. Again, the final, 7-4. The final totals are coming your way next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the craft cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Box office, each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFCU credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2 for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville infielder Bryson Brigman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Shrimp win, final score 7-4. Here are the final totals for you. The Jumbo Shrimp's 10th win in 13 games gets them to 12-10. They are 7 runs, 13 hits, no errors tonight. They do leave 8 on base. Charlotte falls to 9-13. The Knights, 4 runs on 9 hits, no errors. They leave 4 on. Matthew Kent, the winning pitcher, 1-1. Cade McClure falls to 0-2. And Robert Garcia picks up his first save. Crowd today, 10,771 fans here at Truist Field in Charlotte. We had first pitch at 7:06 local time here on the East Coast. And after a 2-hour and 32-minute game, wrap things up with a ground out to second base at 9:38 East Coast time. Shrimp win, 7-4. We'll walk through this one and take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard next on Shrimp Wrap on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are excited to announce 5 regular season dates for Forever Vets, Canines, and Crustacean Dog Day. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friends on April 24th, June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life, have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Another exciting Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp game is in the books. We'll recap today's ball game and check out scores from around baseball and the Miami Marlins farm system. Here's your host for Shrimp Wrap, Scott Kornberg.
Well, what a nice win today for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. 7-4, the final over the Charlotte Knights here from Truist Field. Great crowd as well, unfortunately, for the Knights fans here. 10,771 fans in attendance. They see a loss for the home team, but for the Jumbo Shrimp, they bounce back after a couple of lopsided losses. And Today did so against a little bit of adversity early on. Jacksonville falling behind 2-0 in the first inning on a Carlos Perez homer. Bouncing back in the second when Nick Fortes went yard, but Charlotte got that run back in the bottom of the second on a Dwight Smith Jr. long ball. Jumbo Shrimp tied, though, in the fourth inning. Singles from J.J. Blade and Nick Fortes started the frame. Charles LeBlanc then yanked the two-run double into the left field corner. In the fifth inning, the Jumbo Shrimp gained the lead for good. With one out, Lewin Diaz singled, and Lorenzo Quintana doubled him to third. Next batter was J.J. Blade, who doubled in two. Two batters later, LeBlanc, an RBI single, made it 6-3. After a Charlotte run in the bottom of the fifth and an Adam Haseley RBI ground out, Lewin Diaz an RBI ground. That was the extent of the offense today. That got it to 7-4. Matthew Kent was phenomenal out of the bullpen. 5 2/3 innings, a run on 5 hits, 3 strikeouts for Kent without walking a batter, and a 1-2-3-9 for Robert Garcia for his first AAA save. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard when we come back. This is Shrimp Wrap on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Jake Fishman. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
7-4, Jackson on scoreboard. Doubleheader in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. Lehigh Valley won game 1, 11-3. And the Iron Pigs lead game 2, 4-1, going to the bottom of the fifth. Syracuse beat Rochester 6-4. Nick Plummer hit his third homer. Daniel Polka his sixth for the Mets. Columbus doubled up Louisville 8-4. They're 15-7 to start the year. Memphis nipped Durham on the road 2-1. And Worcester was able to work out an 8-6 victory over Buffalo. Norfolk blanked in Gwinnett 8-0. The final, Toledo and Omaha postponed because of rain. And the other two games in progress right now. Nashville up on St. Paul up in Minnesota 3-1, bottom of the fourth. And at the top of the sixth, Indianapolis blanking Iowa in Des Moines. Here, Jacksonville wins 7-4. They're 12-10. The Charlotte Knights 9-13. It's a 12:05 first pitch tomorrow. Our coverage starts at 11:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Max Meyer starts for Jacksonville against John Park for Charlotte. And that game can be heard on ESPN 690, ESPN690.com. And Alexa, play ESPN 690. By the way, the Marlins up 8-6 in the Mariners, top of the ninth with two outs. Other games in the system, Jupiter, an 11-0 win at Palm Beach. 2-2, Cedar Rapids and Beloit in the 10th, all tied up. Going to the ninth, 4-0, Pensacola leading at Biloxi. They're about to shoot the fireworks off here in Charlotte. We're about to sign off. Shrimp wins 7-4. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. I'm Scott Kornberg saying so long from Truist Field in Charlotte, North Carolina. Have a great rest of your night, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for listening to this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Panter, Sean Carlson, Harold Craw, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff for their support. For more information on the JacksShrimp.com. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Network.